A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right, then we're going to do a bit of fans first off, as we always do as well. Going to get to a Discord question from Jamie at the end of the show as well. The first one comes from Ryan Gravenberch, then Neil. We actually had Kerry Howe from Sport One on our show.
Former colleague, man.
Yeah.
Former goal, yeah.
Really? Yeah, yeah. And he said, like, from what he's led to believe, Ryan Gravenberch has told his teammates he's already looking to go and he wants to join Liverpool. And then, obviously, in a recent interview with ESPN Netherlands, a big quote here, bear with me, he said, "I expected to play more minutes than I did, and I thought I'd get some more chances. It's about just wanting to play. That's the most important thing at my age. I hope this can happen at Bayern Munich, otherwise we'll have to look further. I told everyone I don't want another year like that. Of course, you can't always be on the starting 11, but you can still play regularly and you can get a lot of minutes." So already, 1 year into his time at Bayern Munich, he's already making the noises that he fancies leaving. I think that we've all kind of figured that out. Bayern have decided that. So up to now, there's been nothing in it. But Bayern, like, they're being linked with Declan Rice. Obviously, it looks like he's going to Arsenal. They've already signed Conrad Laimer, and there's other players getting interested in moving there. It does feel a bit like, well, if they're already looking for other midfielders and you're already there, mate, I can see why already he is getting a bit of itchy feet, which is, obviously, in terms of Liverpool, have been linked quite heavily with him. They've met as agents, according to various reports and things. Like, I know Bayern are playing hard ball a bit at the minute, but it does feel like there could be something in this. If it looks like he wants it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, the quotes speak for themselves, don't they? You're right. If you're a midfielder and you're looking around at the stories, so you're looking and thinking, okay, I understand maybe why I don't start when you've got Joshua Kimmich, Jamal Musiala, Leon Goretzka. But then you look and you go, all right, now they've brought in the captain of Austria and Leipzig, you know, who's prime age. Yeah. They're also now being linked with another midfielder who's not that much older than Gravenberch, you know, a couple of years older, at sort of 18, 90 million. They're not going to get him, obviously, it looks like Declan Rice, but that's what they want. That's what they've identified as a need. They're not giving me good encouragement that they're going to plan around Iari, you know, going forward. So I can completely understand why he would already be in that position. I could understand why now that would have heightened that feeling. And of course, I mean, he's actually playing at the Euros now, isn't he, with the Netherlands. And I don't think it's sort of decisive in things like this, but it definitely feeds into the feeling. If you're going there and you're seeing players that you've played with through the age groups, and all of a sudden they're now first team players, you know, at X club and Y club, and they've got, you know, oh, they played 50 games last season. Oh yeah, but I start in the Champions League against them, and you know you have those sort of comparisons in your mind that you think, well, I was a better player than him. Why am I sort of sitting on the bench or not even getting off the bench? And they're playing, you know, week in, week out. I think it does sort of have the possibility to play on your mind. So I think it's clear that he wants to leave Bayern. I think it's obvious. I think the question is obviously what the price will be. I think Bayern would sell as well. I they might. The problem a little bit with that is that they got a good deal for Gravenberch. They got him at sort of less than what a lot of people would have expected him to go last season. And the knock-on effect of that is that they're going to want more than what you probably would pay this summer.
Yep.
But I think there should be a chance of him leaving. The question, and I did another show last night, funny enough, and then a guy called Evan from America made a really good point about Gravenberch. He compared it to Mason Mount a little bit, but he said it's one of those that at the right time and the right price, it makes a lot of sense, a move for Gravenberch or Mount. He said, but it's not one that you put all your eggs in and wait all summer for them to become available, you know, and then finally we get the, you know, Gravenberch over the line in August or the end of the transfer window. I don't think he's that game changer of a player. I think it's more, if there's a deal to be done quite early in the window, let's get it done, and we'll do that. But yeah, I don't think Liverpool would sort of forgo other targets and sort of, you know, really like let the sort of saga drag on into the, you know, pre-season and beyond. For someone like Gravenberch, I think they'd, if a deal is to be done, I think it needs to be done pretty soon. I think I've said that on this show. Definitely, I've done that many shows. Sorry. but I think I've said I'm quite on board with Gravenberch as a sign, and I quite like. I know. I had a few messages last night of people who'd watched the under-21s game, the Netherlands against Belgium, wasn't it, and saying that they weren't impressed by him. But I think that you've got to understand that really he hasn't played a lot of football. He hasn't, you know. It's playing under-21s football as well. It is a different, you're adapting to a different sort of game, aren't you, at that point. I've seen plenty of players in the under-21 tournament look world beaters. I remember watching, not so long ago, Pablo Fornals play, and West Ham signed him, and I remember thinking, oh my God, West Ham, I've just got one of the best players in Europe, and he's all right, but he's not that, you know, it's easy to get a false sense of a player, negative and positive, so I wouldn't read too much into how Gravenberch plays, but I'm quite on board with the idea of him, you know, a player who's got a good mix of technique, physicality, size. He's young. He's probably, I mean, by the sounds of this interview and others that he's done, he's got something to prove. You know, he's got a bit of resentment maybe harbouring. I think all those ingredients make a pretty interesting Jurgen Klopp kind of player.
I also think as well the fact that he's at the under-21s because the Netherlands aren't that good at the minute. They're struggling themselves. He's played 11 times for the national team and he's found himself back in the 21s. Again, that must be sort of another kick in the balls a little bit, you know, for lack of a better way, because he'd be thinking, why am I here? I'm a Dutch international and I've had to play more footy this season. There's a chance I'd be in the first team.
Well, look, I mean, he was in... So when I worked at Goal, he did... We did the next gen list, and that would have been probably 2 years ago, I think it was. Probably been 2021 or 2020, probably 21. And I interviewed Kiana Hoover, who was at Liverpool at the time. Sorry, he was at Wolves at the time. He'd been at Liverpool. Because there was about 10 or 11 Dutch players on the list. And if you look, he was one of them, Gravenberch. So he was talking about them. And he said Gravenberch's the best of them all. But you look at some of the others. Timber was one. Kenneth Taylor, who's now playing, obviously, for Ajax. I don't know. I don't think Gakpo was. But there was other players that you will see around Europe now playing regular first team football and who have gone further probably than Gravenberch in terms of appearances and what they've done. And, you know, that has to factor into his thinking, you know, like he was the star of the show. He was the sixth one, the youngest ever debuting for Ajax. You know, he was coming through this guy compared to everyone from Clarence Seedorf to Paul Pogba to whoever you want to talk about. He was the man who was going to go and become a star. And I think a lot of people, myself included, when he went to Bayern, take away your Liverpool hat, I looked at that and thought, that's a good move. I thought that's a sensible move from a young lad there. You know, he hasn't gone to Manchester United where, you know, he might fall under the radar, Chelsea or whatever. He's gone to Bayern. I think he'll get chances, and he hasn't. So I think the next decision he makes needs to be a good one. And it looks and sounds to me, and it feels just in terms of the logic of it feels like he probably just needs to move this summer. It might end up being a loan, mightn't it? It might end up being one of them where he says, look, go back to Ajax, or I need to go somewhere else and just play. But I think he has to get out of Bayern.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's interesting, because going back to the point you made earlier, I think it's a good one. Jürgen kind of hinted this a few weeks ago in a press conference, where he said, you know, we don't want to be in a position where we're waiting for someone. We need, you know, it kind of referenced like last summer, where, you know, you wait around for an answer and the answer isn't what you wanted. It was kind of muted about the Bellingham situation as well. Obviously, there was a few other reasons, but it was like, you know, Liverpool want to know who they can get. I do wonder with the Gravenberch stuff, if it is a case of, they have got other ideas. We've already got McAllister, there's heavy links to like Kevin Turam and other things. But if Gravenberch becomes available, then right, that is one we'll just push the button on, because you are right in saying you can't wait or something. At this moment in time, Bayern Munich are saying he's not for sale, they don't want to sell him. It might be that they're waiting to get someone in before they let him go, and who knows how long that's going to take. But do you understand my point? Is that like, if he could be the third one of three, if they get a third one, because you are right. If there's no, with McAllister, it was pretty straightforward. There was a release clause to get him out of Brighton.
Yeah.
This one feels like it could be one that rumbles on for a while. That goes back to the point before. You can't put all your eggs in this basket, because there's no clear chance he's going to leave.
And you're not buying a player, are you, from, you know, you're not buying a player who's lower down the food chain in terms of the club he's at. You know, you're not sort of going to Nice for Kevin Turam or Gladbach or whoever. You're going to Bayern Munich, who Bayern Munich have a bit of ego, a lot of ego about them as well. A lot of money. You know, they have very experienced and tough negotiators. Liverpool have dealt with them. You know, we saw how long it took Thiago to get done. I mean, Sadio Mane, there was some, you know, pretty low-balling offers last summer, wasn't it, with him? So it isn't a straightforward deal, I wouldn't say. And also, you've got to remember as well, his agent, obviously, is someone who's very, very adept, and that his agency, Rafaela Pimenta, obviously, who took over from Raiola, is very adept at, you know, getting the right move for players and getting good money and good sort of deals. So, you know, you wouldn't be surprised. It's no surprise to see that Liverpool have been linked, but also I think United, Arsenal. I'm sure there'll be others that name gets thrown into the mix just to create this. And that's probably Bayern's best case scenario, isn't it? You know, the best case scenario is that he stays and just becomes the best player in the team, which is unlikely. The second best is that a little bit of a bidding war is drummed up and, you know, the price goes up maybe 25, 30, 35, 40. You know, it goes that way. So I wouldn't expect it to be one of those that's like, right, go on then, just give us the 30 million and get them off our hands. I think Bayern are sort of relaxed enough or in a position where they can sort of, they can hang on, and maybe Gravenberch might have to force the issue, or Liverpool might have to just put the money down and say, we'll pay you this, and, you know, that's enough. But I think maybe that he is one of those players. And I suppose, you know, another factor, I'm going off on a little tangent again, but another factor is, I think he is a player that he's going to need time immediately when he signs, as in he's going to need time to get up to Liverpool's speed and style. To anyone's really, because he hasn't played enough football. If you signed Declan Rice or Mason Mount, you could almost sign them the day before the season starts and put them in the starting lineup the next day and say, you know, okay, yeah, you need to learn certain tactical vagaries, but you know what you're doing, don't you? I think Gravenberch would need as much training time as possible, so ideally you'd want to have him in earlier, you know, in that sense. So, yeah, it's there's a lot of... I'm intrigued by this one. He's the one... I did LFC TV not so long ago, and he asked for three signings that you think Liverpool should make, or realistic signings. I had him on the list, and, you know, I was the only one on the show who did, but I don't know, there's just something about him, his profile and the type of player he is, that I just think I'd love to see Jürgen get hold of him.
Yeah, I agree. I think they might sign him as well. We'll see how it pans out. What's interesting, a couple of other points. I don't know if this even factors into it whatsoever, because it could be for a number of reasons, but like, the fact that he's doing these type of interviews after a year at a big club, like, Liverpool have this policy of, you don't want to sign knobheads. And I'm not saying he is, by the way, but, you know, I'm not saying that, but like, a year not playing at a massive club and things like does that go against you? I don't know.
I suppose so. I mean, it's a really weird phenomenon, isn't it? The sort of international break interview.
Oh, they're mad, boss at it. Every time he went to Belgium, he was moving from somewhere.
I think Suarez was famous. Famous for, you know, there's a famous tweet about what Luis Suarez said on international duty. We won't go into that one. But, yeah, you know, he's obviously being asked. And if you were interviewing Ryan Gravenberch at this moment in time, it's the question to ask, really, isn't it? It's like, you know, you're happy with your situation. But, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it shows you can look at it more than one way. You could look at it, good on him, he wants to play, he's confident enough, he believes in his ability, you know, he's not just going to sit there and sort of, you know, keep quiet and you know, whatever. I mean, bear in mind, Bayern weren't great this season, you know, he won the league in the final 10 minutes of the season, they didn't do anything in the Champions League, didn't win the cup, so it's not like, you know, how am I going to get in that team, you know, they're flying, you know, he's right to wonder why he hasn't had more chances. But yeah, I think it has to form part of your intelligence about the player is, you know, look, if it doesn't hit the ground running, are we going to end up with a problem? You know, are we going to end up with a player going away with the Netherlands in December saying, yeah, you can play him in the right position, or, you know, oh, I'm better than X, Y, and Z, or whatever. Not, you know, there's no... That's an extreme scenario, obviously, but yeah. It definitely has to factor in, you know, and Liverpool do their homework extensively on targets, and I think for all the faults we can pick in Liverpool's recruitment maybe over the last few years or whatever, or the wish for a little bit more, I think one of the things that nobody, even the biggest critic of the club or the owners, could fault them for is the type of characters that they've recruited. They've got good guys who've bought into the team ethic, they've bought into the squad game, the ability that, you know, listen, I might not play for 2 months, but when I'm needed in a cup semi-final or I need to come into a big league game, I'll come off the bench and I'll be ready to make an impact. That has been a big part of Liverpool's success, and, you know, if there's a doubt over whether someone can do that and might, you know, be a little bit more sort of tougher to manage, then it will factor in, but, you know, we're speculating a little bit. That's not to say that Gravenberch is that, but yeah, there are sort of hints that, you know, he quite like some reassurances, wouldn't he, that he's playing?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, like, Liverpool signed Virgil van Dijk, he kind of went on strike.
Sadio Mane.
I suppose if the reason he's doing this kind of thing is because you want him,
yeah,
that makes it, you know, there's a difference just being moaning for the sake of it or moaning to get a move that you think's on the card. They're two entirely separate scenarios. Players have done that from the end of time. Luis Suarez refused to, apparently, again, he had the kickoff, didn't he, with the Arsenal.
He was banished. I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, exactly that. I mean, we don't know, do we? We have to just take it at face value for the time being. He's being asked a question, he's given an honest answer. But yeah, there could be reasons. It's like, well, look, I need to sort of grease the wheels a little bit, or sort of, you know, often you hear things. I mean, I listen to a lot of Under the Cosh podcasts, and it's a lower level generally where those players are. They're usually in, you know, Championship League One or whatever, but they say, you know, it does come into their thinking that they have to almost become a problem, or they have to blow up their relationship with the fans, you know, and sort of get to the stage where it's like, look, you have to let me go now because look what's happened. So yeah, there are a lot of things that are playing in transfers and in the transfer market, but I definitely think Gravenberch is one that we should be keeping an eye on, because I think he's the right type of player in terms of all the sort of the parts fit, and I think he's going to be one who's going to be available as well at some point this summer. Question is when and for how much.
Yep, fair enough. Yeah, definitely we will keep an eye on that one. Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that clip from our Journo Inside Show. If you want to watch or listen to the entire episode, head on over to redmenplus.com now and sign up there. We do Journo Inside twice a week. Absolutely amazing show. You will love it. Neil's in each and every week, well, twice a week actually, to talk through the Liverpool news, injuries, transfers, and all that stuff. And there's never been a better time to sign up for Red Men Plus, because if you do, you'll get access to our amazing Roberto Firmino documentary. Episode 1 is free on YouTube this Friday. On the same day, episode 2 will be available on Red Men Plus, and the next week will be the third episode again, only on Red Men Plus. There's never been a better time. Come and support us, come and support the Reds, and get yourself some Boss Liverpool content. I'll see you over there.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.